I really learned to appreciate out in California. We were both pastoring there at the time. His name is Chuck Swindoll, and you've probably read some of Chuck's stuff or seen some of his stuff. A brilliant man, great writer, but also a very simple, humble man. And he wrote an article some time ago, and I just stole a little bit of it. But he said this: the longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. And remember what Jesus said? He said, let this attitude, this mind, be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And he says, attitude to me is the most important thing that there is. More important than facts. It is more important than the past, than education, than money, than circumstances, than failures, than successes, than what other people think or say or do. It's more important than appearance, giftedness, or skill. It will make or break a company, a church, or a home. The remarkable thing is we have a choice every day regarding the attitude we will embrace that day. We cannot change our past. We cannot change the fact that people will act in a certain way, because they will. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play on the one thing we have, and that is attitude. He said, I'm convinced that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to what happens. 10% what happens, but 90% of how I react to it. It's all based on our reaction. And that's what I want to look at this morning, is the attitude of these four groups. First of all, the attitude of the thieves. Look back there in verse 30 again. We read it just a moment ago. He said, then Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now, the attitude of the thieves, of course, is to exploit and to steal, and that's the attitude of Satan. All right? Satan is represented here in the attitude of these thieves. And his attitude is simply this, and I think this is in your notes. Let me see here. It sure is. In your notes, what's the attitude of the thieves? What is mine is... pardon me. What is yours is mine, and I'm going to take it. What is yours is mine, and I'm going to take it. That's the attitude of the thief. What is yours is mine, and I'm going to take it. The thief is going to steal. He wants what you have. And of course, Satan, the Bible says, is a great thief. He's the big thief. He's the chief thief, if you please. And he says, I'm going to take everything you've got. What you've got is mine, and I'm going to take. He wants us. He wants your soul. First of all, and if you're here today and do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, your soul right now, this very minute, belongs to Satan. Did you know that? I don't want my soul to belong to Satan. I don't want it to belong to anybody like that, okay? And especially Satan. But if you're here today without Jesus as your Savior, your soul belongs to Satan. Now, what did the thieves do? Well, the Bible says here they stripped him and, of course, left him naked. And there went all of his dignity out of the window, because who knows? And we have a little bit of a glimpse here of who came by to look at him and to see him. So he lost his dignity. He lost his possession. They wounded him. Now listen to me this morning. Satan wants you wounded. He wants you crippled, not dead, because he knows you're going to die. Ultimately, folks, you are going to die. It's appointed unto man once to die. You are going to die. Satan knows that you're going to die, and so he doesn't want to kill you. He just wants to wound you and leave you half dead to suffer in this world. He hates you with a hatred you really cannot understand. I really cannot understand. And so the Bible says they wounded him and left him half dead, left him to suffer. Because they wanted to kill his influence. They wanted to kill his testimony, kill his ambition. And that's what Satan wants to do to you today, to kill everything in your life that is of value to Jesus Christ. To kill everything in your life, at least wound everything in your life that is of value to Jesus. So it is of no value. And that's what he's trying to destroy. But let's move on to another group. And that's the religious crowd. Sometimes I have a real problem with religion, okay? I am not a religious person. I'm a Christian. Born again Christian. I'm not religion sends people to hell. Christianity takes people to heaven. There is a world of difference, okay? And religion can be dangerous. And religion has this philosophy: what is mine, and I'm going to keep it. What is mine, and I'm going to keep it. I'll never forget one of my professors in seminary many, many years ago. He said, "You know what's wrong with you preachers? You have a tendency to get all you can all you get, and then hide the can so nobody else can get in it." Get it all for ourselves. And that's what's going on here. First of all, we've got the priest coming by, our preacher, if you in this day and time, is what he would be called. And the Bible says here he wouldn't even cross the road. Look at verse 31. "Now by chance a certain priest or preacher came down the road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side."